Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're in the Old Testament, and I'm going to read all of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy is not how you say that. Deuteronomy chapter 6 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Now, these are the commandments, the statutes, and the ordinances which Yahweh your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land that you go over to possess, that you might fear Yahweh your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you, your son, and your son's son, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with you, and that you may increase mightily, as Yahweh, the God of your fathers, has promised to you, in a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, Israel, Yahweh is our God. Yahweh is one. You shall love Yahweh your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. These words which I command you today shall be on your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them for a sign on your hand, and they shall be for frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. It shall be when Yahweh your God brings you into the land in which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give you great and goodly cities which you didn't build, and houses full of good things which you didn't fill, and cisterns dug out which you didn't dig, vineyards and olive trees which you didn't plant, and you shall eat and be full. Then beware lest you forget Yahweh, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall fear Yahweh your God, and you shall serve him and swear by his name. You shall not go after other gods, of the gods of the peoples who are around you, for Yahweh your God among you is a jealous God, lest the anger of Yahweh your God be kindled against you, and he destroy you from the face of the earth. You shall not tempt Yahweh your God as you tempted him in Massah. You shall diligently keep the commandments of Yahweh your God, and his testimonies and his statutes which he has commanded you. You shall do that which is right and good in Yahweh's sight, that it might be well with you, that you may go in and possess the good land which Yahweh swore to your fathers, to thrust out all your enemies before you, as Yahweh has spoken. When your son asks you in time to come, saying, "What do the testimonies, the statutes, and the ordinances which Yahweh our God has commanded you mean?" Then you shall tell your son, "We were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt. Yahweh brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And Yahweh showed great and awesome signs and wonders in Egypt on Pharaoh and on all his house before our eyes. And he brought us out from there that he might bring us in to give us the land which he swore to our fathers. Yahweh commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Yahweh our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as we are today. And it shall be righteousness to us if we observe to do all these commandments before Yahweh our God as he has commanded us." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for your statutes. Thank you for your laws. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for not leaving us empty-handed when we need to know what our next steps are. Lord, thank you for showing awesome and mighty signs in our lives. Thank you for being almighty, all-powerful, all-amazing. We love you and we praise you. And we thank you for delivering us from our own bondage, from the bondage of sin. And you've brought us into this wide land flowing with milk and honey. Lord, the kingdom of God begins the moment we meet you. And we are so humbled and grateful to be a part of building that kingdom. So Lord, thank you for all of these verses today. This is one of my most favorite chapters in the Bible. And I love this idea of teaching our children and the children's children about who you are and what you've done. But we have to remember you first. And here is probably the most famous verse in the Old Testament, if not the whole Bible. It's called the Shema. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is our God. He is one. You shall love Yahweh, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Lord, help us with our might. Lord, that's what we want to do. We want to love you first and foremost. And so we do pray for weeding and pruning to happen, that you would prune away those parts of our lives that do not honor you, where we have not made you the center of our lives. And it's, Lord, it's not just that we're making you number one. That's kind of a more Western way to view it, but that we want to center our lives around you, which is a more Eastern way to think about it, that everything rotates around you. Forgive us when we have lived our lives rotating around ourselves. Lord, show us where we've done that and help us to repent and move on and find joy in serving others and worshiping you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by my friend Carolyn, and she has written some amazing books. So she has a devotional that I think is just right in alignment with what we're doing here at Pray Every Day. It's called Lord, Heal My Heart, a devotional. And she writes, have you searched for healing for something that would take away the pain and rid you of the brokenness that seems to be with you every second of every day? Oh, I have been there. Lord, Heal My Heart is a collection of devotions written for those who've suffered abuse and wonder if they will ever recover. These devotions will take you through a journey of healing every single day. You'll find comfort, healing, tools, and prayers. Hey, I'm all for that. That will help you leave the past behind and move toward the healing that God has for you. And you can find this book called Lord, Heal My Heart, a devotional at carolynsbooks.com. Again, her name is with a Y, so it's carolynsbooks.com. Carolyn, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day.